What if the key to healing your chronic pain, unexplained phobias, or troubled relationships lies not in your childhood, but in lives you've lived centuries ago? This revolutionary premise forms the foundation of Dr. Brian Weiss's groundbreaking work. Once a skeptical Yale-educated psychiatrist firmly rooted in traditional medicine, Weiss's worldview was shattered when a patient under hypnosis began recalling detailed memories from 4,000 years ago. Even more astonishing, she revealed personal information about Weiss's family that she couldn't possibly know. What began as conventional therapy sessions evolved into a profound journey that would transform not only his patients' lives, but the entire field of psychiatric healing. His discoveries reveal that our souls carry memories, wounds, and wisdom across lifetimes, and accessing these memories can heal seemingly intractable conditions where traditional approaches have failed. Imagine being a respected psychiatrist whose worldview shatters when a patient describes past lives during hypnosis. This happened to Weiss when Catherine, during therapy for phobias and panic attacks, vividly recalled living 4,000 years ago as someone else. What convinced this skeptic wasn't just her detailed historical accounts, but the dramatic improvement in her previously untreatable symptoms. Most compelling, she channeled master spirits who revealed intimate details about Weiss's family that she couldn't possibly know. Hypnosis isn't the mind control portrayed in movies, but a natural state of focused concentration we experience daily, like being so absorbed in a book you don't hear someone calling your name. During hypnosis, you remain aware and in control. Regression therapy accesses the subconscious mind, which operates beyond logic, space, and time. For about 40% of patients, healing requires accessing memories from previous lifetimes. These memories emerge as either complete lifetimes with rich historical detail or connected important moments across multiple lives. This explains why some treatments work for certain people, but not others. When symptoms originate in previous lifetimes, current life therapy may never address the true source. The mind-body connection manifests powerfully in past life therapy. Elaine, a psychologist with severe back pain and fear of heights, recalled being a medieval soldier executed by a lance to the back before falling from a tower. After processing this memory, both ailments vanished. Jack, a cargo pilot with migraines, arthritis, and hypertension, discovered through regression he had been a WW2 pilot shot down by friendly fire and, in another life, a cowhand crushed by a boulder. Following these sessions, his symptoms improved significantly and his anger transformed into peace. Carol's medication-dependent premenstrual migraines disappeared after recalling being clubbed to death a millennium ago, the fatal blow landing exactly where her headaches originated. These aren't isolated cases. Many patients have healed chronic respiratory conditions by accessing memories of past lives involving lung trauma. The pattern is consistent. When patients connect current symptoms to specific past life traumas, healing often follows, sometimes immediately. The precise correspondence between trauma locations and current ailments suggests our bodies retain memories our conscious minds have forgotten. Have you ever felt an instant connection with someone or experienced immediate, inexplicable dislike? These reactions often signal past life connections. We typically reincarnate with the same soul group, though our relationships may change. Your mother now might have been your sister or enemy previously. These subconscious recognitions explain why certain relationships carry emotional charges disproportionate to your shared history. Diana sought therapy for her inexplicable hostility toward her daughter Tamar, tension that existed since birth. Through regression, Diana discovered they had been rivals for the same man in a past life. Remarkably, Tamar independently underwent regression and discovered the identical connection. When they shared these parallel discoveries, their 20-year hostility transformed into friendship. Similarly, Martine's troubled marriage to her critical husband Hal made sense when she recalled a past life where Hal was her abusive father. This insight helped her break the pattern of submission carried across lifetimes. The people closest to us, in harmony or conflict, are often those we've known before, offering opportunities to resolve unfinished business. Our most stubborn problems, obesity, addiction, chronic anxiety, often serve as protective shields against past life traumas. Kathy, a business executive with severe obesity, discovered through regression that she had died of starvation in two previous lives, in a Nazi concentration camp and as a diseased prostitute in New Orleans. Understanding this unconscious protection against starvation helped her steadily lose her excess weight. Similarly, Dee struggled with 50 pounds of excess weight despite numerous diets. During regression, she discovered she had been a beautiful Native American woman kidnapped and mutilated for her beauty, creating an unconscious resolve never to be beautiful again. After just one session, Dee lost weight effortlessly and maintained her ideal weight for years. Sarah had been an alcoholic for years despite extensive therapy. Through regression, she discovered repeated patterns of abusive, alcoholic relationships across multiple lifetimes. Recognizing these patterns allowed her to break the cycle through forgiveness. What's remarkable is how quickly change occurs once the root cause is uncovered. Problems resistant to years of conventional treatment often resolve rapidly when patients understand their protective purpose. Our culture's approach to death rarely provides meaningful comfort. Yet those with near-death experiences or past life regressions typically face death peacefully, understanding that consciousness continues. Leonard, dying of lung cancer, experienced floating sensations and saw people showing him details about his next life. Before dying, he told his wife, "Dying is not a loss, it is a part of living," giving her profound comfort. Philip sought therapy after losing two young children to a rare birth defect. During regression, he met his deceased children in an alpine meadow. Now older and stronger, they assured him they were happy, releasing his years of guilt and grief. Past life exploration serves as a gateway to spiritual awakening. Anita, a depressed housewife from a strict Catholic background, reached a between-life state filled with purple and golden light during regression. There, she accessed wisdom about compassion. Afterward, her depression lifted, she discovered healing abilities, and redefined her relationship with her authoritarian father. Beth, struggling with separation from her controlling husband, experienced a regression where she discovered a magical library of her past lives. Her guide revealed that her current troubles were designed to accelerate spiritual growth by teaching her about love, jealousy, and anger, transforming depression into serenity and empowerment. You can explore past lives independently through dreams containing clues about previous incarnations, noticing attractions to certain time periods or cultures, and examining unexplained fears. Through meditation, visualization, or awareness exercises, you can access wisdom your soul has gathered across lifetimes. This journey reveals you're more than a single lifetime. You're an eternal soul growing through experiences. Your challenges, relationships, and talents form part of a tapestry woven across time. Embracing this perspective offers healing for present wounds and deeper purpose. What if we approach death not as loss, but as a doorway? How might we live differently, understanding our connections transcend physical existence?